So that when we adopted this brand new internet, that the internet makes everything possible. The internet makes everything miserable. It keeps all of us in a never-ending state of development. You can't just open a mom-and-pop store and say, like, well, this is my product, and I make it, and people come and buy it. Man, they like me some, they like some of my lemonade. Not anymore, Chief. It's a brave new world that strips resources from otherwise completely productive activities, like broadcasting. They've ruined. The internet has totally decimated broadcasting. Destroyed it, in my opinion. So we're in a never-ending state of having to try to keep up. And when you file your complaints about this not working on the site or that your site's so hard to navigate, well, if you had to navigate what we have to navigate just to keep the damn thing operational and working, you'd understand there is no foolproof site. Not, I guarantee you, I can go to, you tell me that this is the greatest site in the world, yours, I will guarantee you I can go to that site and I can find a way to get lost. And I can find a way to write a complaint letter. Now, I'm not saying don't complain and show where there's problems on our sites. What I'm telling you is that this system is designed to break. It has what's called obsolescence is built into it. That's a terrible business model. It's a horrible vocational model. I don't want obsolescence built into it. But obsolescence is built into it. So look at the headline that's at in the chat room at CrusadeChannel.com from Brian K. from Yahoo. How quack doctors and GOP operatives misled millions. This is a propaganda campaign now. And every major media entity on earth is participating in it, except the Crusade Channel. I'll give some props out to Breitbart. Breitbart ain't doing this. The Federalist, that's a news entity. They're not doing it. Every major player is on the same page. Is that an accident? Could they? And look, the doctors, here's the irony. The doctors aren't quacks and they're not liars. So what's going on here? Straight up in-game censorship. We cannot have our narrative interrupted by a bunch of truth tellers is what's going on here. I want you to chew on that for a moment. Now, when you think about it from that point of view, you really think you have this thing called freedom in America anymore? I have a stack of books, I'm sorry, bridges in Arizona that cross the Grand Canyon that I'm selling. Would you like to buy one? This is the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air and always online at CrusadeChannel.com. All right, we're going to get to the Bill Barr soundbite. Oh, you got to hear this. As soon as Mrs. O'Connell is done troubleshooting speaking of tech support, the ultimate divide and conquer. This is from Hannah Arendt. I wanted to do this story 2 days ago. Let's start here on Wisdom Wednesday. It has frequently been, and listen to this quote, it has frequently, now, when you think about, you need to keep your social distancing, you have all the COVID Karens out there screaming like banshees at the top of their lungs about people, you're ruining everything. For them, you are ruining everything. Because they're in on it. They have totally given in to the new normal. What's the new normal? Less people. You know, what is a COVID Karen in a grocery store screaming at someone that doesn't have a mask ultimately protesting about? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller. Bueller. She's protesting about humanity. There's too many people. If only there were fewer people, and if only the ones that were here were like me, what a great world it would be. Quote. Now, so think about that as you think about Hannah Arendt from The Origins of Totalitarianism, quote, "It has frequently been observed that terror can rule absolutely only over people who are isolated against each other, and that therefore one of the primary concerns of tyrannical government is to bring this isolation about. Isolation may be the beginning of terror. It certainly is the most fertile ground. It always is its result. This isolation is, as it were, pre-totalitarian. Its hallmark is impotence insofar as power always comes from people acting together. Acting in concert, isolated people are powerless by definition." Doesn't that just kind of describe what it is the new normal is trying to squeeze us into? By the by, our chat room, the Crusader Channel Stadium, which does have admins in there to keep trolls out, like one that somehow found their way in moments ago. CrusadeChannel.com/ /chat. I want to get into this piece by Russ Banks, but I want to do some Bill Barr clips because we're going to run out of time before the show is over. So why don't we start at the top with Bill Barr, and I'll come back to this for Wisdom Wednesday. You've got the Hannah Arendt quote, "Chew on totalitarianism and isolation," for just a moment, and let's do this. Digital media file number one. Now, look, I'm just going to run through some of these because you just got to hear them. This is Representative Eric Swalwell, a Democrat of California, demanding to know why isn't President Trump being investigated by the Attorney General's office. Listen.
So how can you sit here and tell us why should I investigate the President of the United States if you're not even aware of the facts concerning the President using the pardon or commutation power to swap the silence of a witness?
Because we require a reliable predicate before we open a criminal investigation.
And I just gave to you, sir.
I don't consider it. I consider it a very Rube Goldberg theory that you have.
Well, it sounds like you're hearing this evidence
and by the
first
way,
time
if
today.
I apply this standard, there'd be a lot more people under investigation.
Mr. Attorney General, the very same day that Roger Stone said that, Donald Trump,
that's one of the,
no surprise,
the true standards of justice were really during the tail end of the Obama administration.
Mr. Attorney General, let's...
I don't even know what the cockamamie theory was. Oh, I just gave you a theory. Now start the investigation today. And Barr's going like, nope, not going to do it. We kind of have to have these things called facts that we pursue. Perhaps you've heard of them? Wait, the fun's just beginning. Now, you got to hand it to Bill Barr, and I am not a Bill Barr fan, but after yesterday, maybe I should be. A.G. Barr was just going, like, rolling his eyes, going, why am I here? He's looking at his watch, going, how much, can I take a break for lunch? No, you will sit there, Nadler screams at him. We have this clip. Where do you hear this? Let's do number two. Representative Madeline Dean, a Democrat of Pennsylvania. This is my time. I get to speak, not you, Barr. Me. Listen.
Attorney General, The time is mine. We've waited a long time for you to come here. The time is mine.
You've waited to talk to me like this? You didn't need to wait
so long.
When
asked about the use of pepper bombs fired at Americans.
You waited to talk to me like this? You didn't need to wait very long.
And then he picks up his coffee and does his little eyebrows like, yeah, I guess I just told you.
All right, number three, Attorney General Barr axes to take a five-minute break for lunch. This is what Fat Jerry Nadler tells him.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, could we take a five-minute break?
Dean is recognized.
Could we take a five-minute break, Mr. Chairman?
No.
That's a common courtesy, Dean, Mr. Chairman, recognized. Of every witness.
I waited 45 an hour for you this morning. I haven't had lunch. I'd like to take a five-minute break.
Mr. Attorney General, we are almost finished. We're going to be finished in a few minutes. Otherwise, we can certainly take a break. But
you're class. Well,
okay. Yeah, after this, if you still want, we'll have a break.
No, he wants a break now.
You want it now?
And you just mentioned rudeness. I think we're seeing it on display. Let's let the Attorney General have a break.
Committee will stand in recess now.
Now. Let me think about it. Now.
What's so funny is everyone knows that Barr is something to be reckoned with. So everybody behind him gets up, stands up.
Then they're all going, all right, we're taking a break. All right, we're going to have more of the Barr Follies, much, much more of my dealings with the ATF, Wisdom Wednesday, and Brother Andre Marie, all that coming your way next year. This is the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing.